person who can lift heavy weights.
Strong.
One who's very easy to get along with.
Good natured.
When a boy is in his teens, he's apt to be all arms and legs and can't walk through a room without knocking over the furniture. You say at that age he is awfully.
Awfully.
A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. You'd say he is a plain.
Plain.
A person who will never spend a cent.
A tight one.
When you use the word common about a person, what does it mean?
Every day.
If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say he is still quite.
Lively.
The children are out later than usual, you say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little.
Uneasy.
I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
She isn't afraid now, but she's. But she.
Used to be.
I don't understand why she's afraid. She. Same thing. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty.
Careless.
There's nothing wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of.
Yeah.
If a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you'd say, don't be so.
Obstinate.
Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you'd say he is mighty.
Touchy.
I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
upset, angry.
Somebody's about to lose their temper, you tell them just
keep calm.
If you've been working very hard, you say you are very
tired.
If you are very, very tired, you say you are
worn out.
I'm completely
exhausted.
If a person has been quite well and you suddenly hear they have some disease, you say, last night she
got sick.
But you don't have to worry, he'll be well again. If a person sat in a drought and began to cough last night, he
caught a cold.
He sounds kind of
forced.
I've got a little
cough.
I'd better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
At 6 o'clock, I'll
wake up.
He's still sleeping. Better go.
Wake up.
If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you ask, why haven't you
taken the medicine?
If you can't hear anything at all, you say you are stoned.
Yeah.
If you begin to sweat when he started to work, if he began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he is
ready. A lot, like time.
A discharging sore that comes to a head.
Boil.
When a boil opens, the stuff that drains out of the
pus.
If you have gotten some infection in your hand, so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you say my hand.
It's swollen.
When you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is.
Boil.
In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you'd say you have a
wound.
A kind of skinless growth in a wound that's got to be burned out.
Cloud flesh.
If you get just a little cut in your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection?
Iodine.
It is used. It used to be given sometimes as a tonic for malaria.
Quite old.
If a man was shot and didn't recover, you'd say that he
died.
In a crude, humorous way of saying that he died. I'm glad that old skin flint finally.
Get the bucket.
I don't know what he died. A place where people are buried.
A cemetery.
The box that people are buried in.
Coffin.
When it's a ceremony at the cemetery called.
Funeral.
If people are dressed in black, you'd say they are in
mourning.
If somebody meets you on the street and says, well, how are you today?